Was game five about as complete as your team has played so far in two rounds of the playoffs? You get that kind of effort and execution, you'd be pleased tonight.
Well, absolutely, and especially in this round. It's been a series where we just haven't been able to get 60 minutes together, and we're playing a very good team, and if you don't put the full 60 together, you're going to be in trouble. So I love the way our guys responded last game. They all backed against the wall, and like our young men usually do, they stood up and were counted.
How has Drew McIntyre rebounded from the beginning of this series, Dallas?
You know, he's been great, and even that the first game was an interesting one. Like, you know, we got clobbered. Obviously, we didn't play well, but it was such a one-off for our team. And the goals that went on Drew weren't horrible goals. It wasn't like, holy man, you know, we got to get him out of there. He doesn't have it tonight. But he's played very well throughout the series, and you know, the game that I thought really hurt us, but wasn't necessarily game one. It was game four when it's a tight game. It's a 1-1 game, and then about halfway through the third period, you know, they throw a puck out from behind our net. It hits our D-man in the foot and goes in the net. And then, you know, we had to pull our goalie. They got a couple empty net goals. But to lose a game basically 2-1 on a play like that, that hurts.
You got a complete roster now. And though, you know, it's never great when the parent club goes out, you've got reinforcements that the Griffins don't have. I even watched Nyquist get that beautiful goal last night and think, geez, he played three quarters of the year with Grand Rapids. Looks like a pretty NHL-ready player on that particular goal. But you've got Joel Colburn in. Jesse Blacker had been recalled. Now you've got him back. He's only been able to play a couple playoff games. What's that meant to get Colburn in, Blacker in, Ryan Hamilton even backing in as well?
Well, it's been good. It's enabled us to, you know, especially with our forward lines, compete, match up a little bit better against this group. The, you know, the one thing that was tough was when these guys, when Colburn and Hamilton came back in, there's an adjustment period for mm-hmm. them, and they were just coming off experiencing that Boston series, and then they're thrown right into the fire. So I thought they... both have played well, but obviously they have much more to give as well.
Do you end up leaning on veteran guys like Zigomanis and Ranger to help transition those guys that came back from the Bruins series to your squad at this point in the series?
Yeah, I don't worry about Hammy, obviously. You know, Ryan is just such a pro, and you don't worry about him at all. I was a little bit worried about Joe. I took the path of... listen, it shouldn't be a big deal, so I'm not going to talk to all about it, and we just moved on as a group. And then that's where you trust your dressing room, that, you know, if it's becoming a topic in the room, then our veteran guys will usually squash it.
Can you update us on, it's tough to update us on Mike Komisarek. He and Mrs. Komisarek expecting their first child, so it's he's on red alert, as I've heard it described, and as well Corbinian Holzer. I don't know that you've gotten the series that you may have hoped for at the beginning, or other guys have just been better fits. What's the status of both those gentlemen coming into these potential next two games?
Well, and I'll add a third one in there, is Timmy Conley. So, you know, throughout the season and the playoffs, you know, Timmy has been had a number of injuries that he's been battling through. He'll be a question mark tonight, or we'll see how he is here this morning. And during the playoffs, too, Mike has, you know, battled a couple of injuries, and now his geez, it might even be today or tomorrow, his wife's due date. So
yeah.
He's on red alert. And again, Corbinian, we're going to have a look at him this morning and see how he is. So this is all injury-related or nature-related. And, you know, we just cross our fingers that these hurt guys might be able to play.